Thank you for joining us at the City Light International Assembly. We're a church committed to raising lights and maximizing lives. This is a special ministration by Pastor Lan and Jiwala. It is our prayer that you be richly blessed. And now the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, quick one. Good news for mothers. I'm going to talk about seven things that the Lord wants me to share today. The first one is this. I want mothers to know that you occupy a position. Or let me say this way. Motherhood is an office that God elevates. Amen. Motherhood is an elevated office. In other words, it's something that is so important to God that He made certain statements to that extent. Hallelujah. The first thing we see in scripture is that God compares, whenever God wants to talk about His love for people, He uses mothers to illustrate it. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 13 is one of them. It said, as a mother comforts is a child, so will I comfort you. Amen. Please, can you use the NLT? As a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you. And you will be comforted. NIV. And you will be comforted over Jerusalem. Amen. So God wanted to talk to people about His comfort, and He uses a mother's comfort to reflect His own comfort. Amen. That's powerful. That's elevation. God is elevating mothers to His level. The first thing I want to say, I want you to know that what you are doing is extremely important. It was very important that God even elevates it to the level of what He does. Amen. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 49 verse 16, it says, can a woman or can a mother forget the baby of her breast and have no compassion for the child that she has born? Now, God is saying that this is unlikely. Amen. He said it's unlikely. Though she may forget, I will not forget you. I mean, I don't know if any mother can really forget the baby that came out of her womb and sucked her breast. Even if the child is dead, like some of those mothers that we saw. There's that constant, am I right? There's that constant remembrance. So God wanted to talk about His own love for us that doesn't forget us. That always cares about us. And He says, you know what, I'm going to use the highest of that exists on the earth. I'm going to use mothers. I'm going to use mothers. So God, this office is elevated. Amen. To the point that God defends mothers. Is Exodus 21 verse 15 says that he that smites his mother or he who attacks his father and mother must be put to death. In other words, God is like, you know what? This is so important to me that if anybody attacks their mothers, they should be put to death. That's how, you know, He elevated it. And of course, fathers there. In verse 17 also, the same place, 17. Anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. Anyone who curses. So it's not even attack, like physical, but curses or says negative words. There must be put to death. So the first good news I want to give mothers in this place is that God honors what you do. Amen. God honors your sacrifices. God has elevated it. It is an office. It's something very important to God. It's something that God is going to reward you for, as we're going to see later. So I want you to be proud of yourself. No matter where you are in your journey of motherhood, that you are doing something that is significant. Amen. Can we put our hands together and appreciate our mothers? Amen. You are the closest thing. The love of mothers is the closest thing to agape that exists on the earth. It's the closest thing to the love of God. And that's why God always uses it when he wants to talk about himself. Number two, good news for mothers. This is so powerful. Your prayers will be answered concerning your children. That's a fact. Amen. Your prayers what? Will be answered. The worst thing that can happen to anybody is not to have a praying mother. Then you are left to the winds of life. But the best thing that can happen to any child or anybody is to have a praying mother. To have a praying mother. In fact, if you have a praying mother in this place, some of the things you are enjoying is just because of her grace. You get it? I've had so many people tell me that, like, you know what? When I was growing up, I saw my mother fasting and praying, but I wasn't so serious and everything. But when I went to high school, and somebody was actually, this is a story somebody was telling me. So when I went to high school and went to college, even when I wanted to do some bad things, there was just something that was protecting me. And I said, it's the mercy of God through your mother's prayers. That's what is helping you. There are some people, they are unserious about God. The only thing carry them is their mother's prayer. Now, that's the only thing carry them. Because God will always answer the prayer of a mother for the child. The carrying of a child in the womb is a covenant. There's blood that is involved. So whenever a mom cries over a child, God has to honor it. So this should give comfort to mothers. No matter where your child is, what your child is doing right now, sometimes you just keep quiet and get on your knees. Amen. Because you can determine the destiny. Hallelujah. The prayer of a mother the influence of a mother through prayer, because I'm talking to mothers at different stages. There are those who are pregnant, there are those who are potential mothers. We need to know, and those who have been mothers, those who are grandmothers. The influence of a mother on a child through prayers is through all the stages of life. Before the child is born, during the conception of the child or pregnancy of the child, after the child is born, and even when the child is old. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 27. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 27 and 28. He said, I prayed for this child. Everybody say, I prayed for this child. So this was before this child even existed. This is Samuel that Hannah was talking about. Before Samuel even existed, there was a mother who was praying and said, God, give me this child. And the Lord granted me what I asked of him. So listen, for those of you who are potential mothers now, maybe you are pregnant or you are not yet mothers, you can ask the Lord specifically for the kind of child you want. Are you listening? Kenny Tegin said, his mother prayed for a child that will preach the gospel around the world. And God gave him that kind of a child, gave her that kind of a child. You can ask for the kind of child you want. You get it? You have the right. The Lord granted me what I asked, specifically what I asked. Now I've conceived the child, the child is born. So now I give him to the Lord. That's the second thing. Mothers have the right to dedicate their children to anything. In those days, they would dedicate them to idols, and the idols will receive them and follow them for the rest of their lives. But now, with the understanding of the gospel, mothers can dedicate their children even before they are born and say, this one, you will serve the Lord. This one, you have that authority and influence, and God will honor it. You can do it for your grandchildren too. For his whole life. So what I'm telling, I say it's the prayers also cover the whole life. I'm going to say the whole life. So even when he's also a father, the covenant is still at work. Man, you might not be able to tell him, talk to him anymore or talk to her anymore, but you can pray.
and have influence. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord.
That's a woman. That's a mother speaking of faith. Amen. So please, you have absolute authority. That's good news. That's good news. If you are pregnant here right now, they said your child can actually sense your emotions. If you are sad, your child will feel the sadness. If you are happy, your child will feel the happiness. If you don't like the child, say, why did I get pregnant? The child can be born with low self-esteem. Right from the womb. So you can start using that influence and start saying, I appreciate you for coming, and start saying what that child is going to be. Because the child is being neat in the mother's womb. Everybody say, being neat in the mother's womb. Being neat in the mother's womb. Hallelujah. Indeed, God is still working, putting all things together concerning the child when the child is in the womb. And then the influence also goes after the child is born. Let me quickly say this. There are two travails that a mother will have for the child. Two travails. The first one is the travail of giving birth, the pain of giving birth. The second one is the travail of Christ being formed in the child. Everybody say travail of giving birth and the travail of Christ being formed. Ephesians 4:19. Ephesians 4:19. Paul says, my little children. Sorry, Galatians 4:19. He said, my dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. Again. So there's the first one. So I'm saying that mothers have this influence that you've given back to the child, and then you can also give back to the child in the spirit. Amen. In other words, you can give back to things in the life of the child through prayers. You get it? That's a great privilege that mothers have. Number three, good news for mothers. Good news for mothers. You know, before I talk about number three, there are some examples, that I would just like to share. How many of you have heard of John Wesley before? John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement. And Charles Wesley, right? Many of the hymns that we sing were written by Charles Wesley. They both came from one mother. The mother is actually the founder of the Methodist movement. Because she was the one, she had several children. I think she had 18 children or so. And said she would spend time praying for each and every one of them by name. And she would talk to each and every one of them. She gave the world two apostles. Two apostles. And when the reward of all the things that the Methodist Church has done all around the world is being handed out, God is going to be handing it out to that mom for playing her part because she prayed for the children. Okay? So this is a major privilege and influence of a mother, prayer for the child. Kenneth Copeland says, I tried everything to go to hell, but my mother won't help me, won't let me. I tried everything. Say, I left home. I did everything, but my mom's prayer just won't let me until he gave his heart to Christ and is now blessing millions around the world. You have that same influence. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah for that? Hallelujah. Number three, your example will become a legacy. Your example will become what? A legacy will be reproduced. It's one of the things. You see, mothers don't just give birth to the child. You also give birth to a legacy in the child. What you are doing right now will be transferred to your children. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. Paul met Timothy. And Paul says, you know, 2 Timothy chapter, what is it? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Nah, what's going on? He's talking about her Lois, his grandmother. Verse 5.
He says, I've been reminded of your sincere faith. It was a sincere faith. Which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. So from grandmother to mother, and to what? To Timothy. Something was transferred. A legacy was transferred. So just keep serving God. Amen? Keep praying. Keep giving. You notice that people who are born of generous parents, they eventually become generous. I learned how to give from my mom. My mom will bring people into our house when I was going. She had this, this is from my uncle. This is from this one. They come to leave. People who don't have houses, who don't do all that. I learned it from her. Amen. And up, it became a natural part of me that anywhere I am, if I have anything, I have to use it to help people. It's a legacy. You catch it. Amen. You catch what you do. Amen. Examples will be reproduced. Ezekiel 16 verse 4 says, behold, everyone who quotes the proverb, Ezekiel 16 and verse 4. What's happening to my scriptures today? Amen. He said, behold, I have the right thing, but I think I have the wrong. Everyone who quotes proverbs will quote this proverb concerning you, saying like mother, like daughter. So it's probably 14 or something, or 6 verse 14, somewhere. Anyone who quotes proverbs will what? Quote this proverb concerning you, saying, like mother, like what? Like daughter. So 16 verse 44. Thank you, verse 44. We'll quote this proverb about like mother, like daughter. Ever say like mother, like daughter? So why am I saying this? It's an opportunity. I said your legacy will be reproduced. In other words, what you are doing now, you are worshiping. You understand? You are worshiping. There's a tendency that your children will become worshippers. Do you get it? You are serving God. There's a tendency. There's a promise. You can claim that promise that they'll become what? They will also praise God. You are praying. They will also pray. Amen. You are generous. They will be generous. Do you get it? So keep at what you are doing. Amen. If it is good. Amen. Because if it is not good, the same thing is going to work. Amen. If you are fighting your husband, they will be fighting your husband. If you are cursing, they will be what? Okay, so please watch what you are doing because it will be reproduced. Amen. Number 4, good news for mothers. Good news for mothers. The trainings you are giving your children now will make an impact later, on a bigger level. The training you are giving your children now will make an impact later on a greater level. And let me tell you something. There's a possibility that when you are training your children now, it looks as if they are not getting it. I want to encourage you. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, train the child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not turn from it. Everyone say, he will not turn from it. Somewhere along the line, we just dawn on the child. The child will just remember. But if the training is not there, he won't have anything to fall back on. Remember the prodigal son, right? The prodigal son left the dad. But the only reason why he was able to come back was because of what was going on at home. When he was there, he said, I remember my dad's house. I remember this and this and that. Why am I suffering in this place? Remembered what was going on at home, and then that caused him to return. So what I'm telling you is that the major thing is make sure the right thing is going on at home. Amen? Train them now. When they are old, it will come back to them. Amen? And then let me tell you something. I said something about the training. That the training will reflect on a greater level. Now listen, there was a time in my childhood when I started to steal. Confession time. Started to steal. You know, little money, you know, here and there. It's Joshua here. Dip it to my mother's purse. Take some things.
lie that they told us to bring something in school, we didn't tell us to bring. So I was having a lot of money, amen. We cheated. And then, you know, when you have money then, you know, all the girls, you know, you become a big boy. All the girls will start coming. Ah, this guy is always buying stuff and everything. So I started having girlfriends and, you know, like bad people. So, the news, of course, my mom didn't know anything. My dad didn't know anything. But of course, you know, your siblings would know. Yes, like my sister. You know, so she knew. Yeah, I've been hearing that you've been spending money in school. Where are you getting that money from? Then one day I had the audacity to bring a girl to our house. And I fought my sister over the girl. My sister said, she's not entering this house. I said, what do you mean she's not entering this house? So the next thing I knew was, I slept that night. Then the next thing I woke up, and I saw a knife. In my face. Then I saw my mom, she tied, you know, do you do that thing? That they tied. She was on her own. She said, I came to kill you. Then after I have killed you, I will kill myself. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it was the time it happened, but I guess it was the Spirit of God. I believe that. So I begged her, and she didn't kill me. But let me tell you something. That's the last time I ever stole anything. The last time. Now, can you imagine me being a pastor? And all the things I do around and the resources that I have access to. The impact of that training is going on a what? Greater level. My wife lied one day. She lied about a pen when she was young. Like, who took this pen? She said she was not the one. Okay? Everybody said she was the one. So, eventually, mommy found out that she was the one. So, what did mommy do?
Daddy and mommy stripped me naked and spanked me like I have never seen in my life. I'll never forget. It made a mark on my mind.
So they stripped her naked. I know they call it child abuse in this place, but where we're coming from, that's discipline. I spanked her that she still remembers and she's telling Jesse and Joshua now and Paul. She will never take, and I know my wife, she will never take anything that belongs to anybody. So you're training for your children now. Amen. Is preparing them for something greater. All right? If you don't train them also, you are training them wrongly. And it's preparing for something greater too. Many things that we see in our politicians, do you get it? That we see in our celebrities, we see all around, is because of deficiency of training. Am I preaching? Okay. Number five. Good news for mothers. You know, let me give you a scripture for that, another scripture for that, just to tell you. Let's go ahead. Go ahead. Number five. You are not only giving birth to children, you are giving birth to destinies. I know that little baby in your hand, that boy and girl that's running around the house, so small, so tiny now. Sometimes you might look at that child and say, oh, but I want to tell you that there are destinies inside the child. Every president was born. Isn't that true? Every I mean, just mention people. Mother Teresa was born of a mother. Amen. Martin Luther King Jr. was born of what? Of a mother. Jesus Christ was born of a mother. Even Hitler was born of a mother. So what I'm saying is that the person that you have given birth to has destinies attached to it. It's a serious issue. Genesis 17 verse 16. He said, and I will bless her and I will give you a son by her and I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her. Kings of people will come from her. That little child that you are seeing walking around, that might be the next president of the United States. You listening? We'll pray for them. Care for them. Train them. Love them. Amen? Because there are destinies inside of them. Genesis 24 verse 60. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, our sister, may you increase to thousands upon thousands. May your offsprings possess the gate of their enemies. I have a translation here that says, thou art my sister. I think that should be KJV. That be thou the mother of thousands of millions. There's no way one woman can give birth to thousands of millions. Is that right? Like from her own womb. But whether you have one child or two children or three children, those children can impact thousands of millions. And the reward for everything that they do is going to come to you. It's going to come to you. Kings will come out of your children in the name of Jesus. You know, Adam knew it, and that's why he said, husband, please treat your wife with that perspective. Genesis 3:20 says, when Adam wanted to call his wife, said he called her Eve, because she was the mother of all living. She only had three, right? Cain, Abel, and Seth. And Abel died. She lost Abel. But Adam see her as the mother of all living. Because of the potential. So that woman has potentials. So treat her like the mother of nations. Amen. And women, be encouraged. Say, I'm the mother of nations. I want to use this moment to encourage those who have lost children. Because you might say, oh, but what about me? I gave birth. And I lost my children. I remember some years ago, some month before Pearl was born, a friend of mine was about to have a child. And I got a call that they were having problems in the hospital. A pastor friend. So I rushed to the hospital. I went to the hospital and I heard that the child was dead in the womb. Of the mom. And I remember then, you know, I knelt down, I went to the room, knelt down, I was praying. I was just praying, this Lord, just raise up this child. Raise up this child. Save this mother, because the dead child was in the womb. So we're praying and praying, and God allowed the child to come out. The child was dead. Beautiful girl. I was expecting a girl too. Then, my wife was going to give birth about 2 months after. Beautiful girl. And I was there. I was like, God, why? What's the purpose of all this? I mean, how can somebody carry a child and then the child will just, when the child is about to be born, the child will just die? What's the purpose? I said, we teach about purpose, that before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you came out. So what was the purpose for this child now? What was the purpose for this child? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and that's what I want to use to encourage anybody that's lost a child. He said, you only see purpose in the now and the physical. But every child that is born, every child that is conceived, even if the child dies, comes to me, and the purpose of that child continues in eternity. So there are some mothers that one day you are going to reunite with your children. Are you surprised that they've been raised by Jesus? Amen. Grown up. They didn't have to go through all the trouble, you know, that some children have to go here. But they were trained right in heaven and prepared for the eternal purpose. Because some of us, we think life is just now. Amen? But there's eternity. Come on, say there's eternity. So those children, you will unite with them. Amen? Amen. And one day you're going to see them fulfill their purpose. Trained by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Somebody say amen. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 9 says, if only in this life we have hope. 1 Corinthians 15:29. If only in this life we have hope. We are of all men most miserable. Amen. Hallelujah. We have of all men to be pitied, most miserable. Amen. Hallelujah. Number six. I have one more after this. You will one day be recognized for your sacrifices on earth and most importantly in heaven. If you don't give up praying, teaching them, they will become one of your greatest accomplishments on the earth. Those children will become one of your greatest accomplishments on the earth. Amen. Did you get that? One day, you will be recognized. Psalm 127 verse 3. Children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is reward. In other words, one day, those children, they will be your rewards. Amen? I'm saying that one day people are going to look at your child, the child they are raising, and they say, who's your mom? Who's your mom? That's a great mom. There was a time Jesus was speaking, Luke 11:27. Jesus was speaking and a woman, somebody heard Jesus speaking. And it happened. As he spoke this thing, a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. I was like, what kind of a man is this? The womb that nursed you is blessed. And the breast you sucked is blessed. One day, people will bless you because of your children. People will thank you for giving them a gift because of your children. Proverbs verse 31 says, 31 verse 28, not only will people bless you, your children will bless you. Now they might be telling you, you are too hard. Why are you doing all this to us? But one day, they will bless you. Said, our children will arise and they will call her what? And her husband also, he will praise her. I'm telling you, mothers, don't give up. Your reward is coming. It's coming. You'll be blessed because of the work you do. Hallelujah. Our children will bless you. They will bless you. Finally, number seven. Good news for mothers. God has a plan for your care through all the stages of life. He will not abandon you. So, especially old age, God has a promise that your children will take care of you. The travail of your soul, you will reap the reward. You know, I saw it when I saw the way Jesus Christ, in John chapter 19 verse 25, he was on the cross. I think he wanted to show us how important the care of mothers are. He says, near the cross, near this cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and a disciple whom he loved standing nearby. He told his mother, "Dear mother, here's your son." And he signaled to John and to the disciple, "Here's your mother." In other words, handed his mother to what? To John. Then this disciple took her into his home and began to take care of her. So even on the cross, Jesus remembered to take care of his mom. And Jesus represents God. He was trying to show us something there. He was trying to show us something there as a mother. I mean, as God. That the care of mothers, I believe in it, is very important to me. Proverbs 23 verse 22 says, "Hearken to your father that begot you, or listen to your father who gave you life. And do not despise your mother when she is old." So there is the one of honor your father and your mother. But he says, it's because when they're old, he said, do not despise your mother when she's old. In other words, God is concerned about even old age of mothers. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of the righteous man has great joy. And he who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave birth to you rejoice. Good news for you, mothers. There's a lot waiting for you. You are precious. Are you blessed? Why don't you rise up and let's thank God for that.